With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Joe Biden's campaign team concerned about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent presidential campaign. Here's White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
More than 6 months before the election, President Biden appeared with more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family last week to receive their endorsement. It was hardly a surprise that many in the prominent Democratic family announced their support for the president. But the event indicated how seriously the Biden campaign views the potential threat of RFK Jr.'s campaign. On the same day his family embraced Joe Biden, Kennedy Jr. secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Authorities say a 30-year-old Chicago police officer has been shot and killed overnight while heading home from work. Officer was shot a number of times and pronounced dead at a hospital later. The officer's vehicle was taken, but police will not confirm whether that shooting might have been part of a carjacking. Also, at SRNnews.com, bloodshed at a party in Tennessee.
8 people were shot, including 2 men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least 2 people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in New York City say a knife attack on a crowded party boat at a pier in Brooklyn, sending 3 people to the hospital. The investigation continues. There have been no arrests. This is SRN News. In California, a battle over a cross.
An atheist group has succeeded in getting the city of Albany to remove a 20-foot-tall cross set up by the Lions Club more than 50 years ago. But the Lions aren't giving up, filing a First Amendment lawsuit with the help of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus, who heads PJI, says, quote, "The Constitution protects private entities from such blatant state hostility to those wishing to express symbols of faith and hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court ruling West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to Becky Jackson, who is a boy living as a girl. The judge says offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports teams or abstaining is no real choice at all. This is SRN News. General Motors on the move.
The automaker will move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office building next year and redevelop its iconic home along the Detroit River. The announcement was made at the site of the old Hudson's department store, which is being developed into a tower and 12-story office building that will house GM that's being built by the Bedrock real estate firm. Bedrock will join GM in the city in coming up with ideas to remake the 7-building Renaissance Center. John Scott reporting.
Massive victory for the United Auto Workers Union. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will now be represented by the union. UAW says it won 73% of the vote, and that comes after losing 2 elections there in the past decade. Officials say they hope the next target will also be in the Deep South. More details at SRNnews.com.